Welcome, everybody, to our special edition of sports. We forgot to do it, and we're going to do it now. Today kicks off the NFL season, Thursday Night Football. This is where we're going to be doing sports, and we're going to be doing this once a week. We used to have a sports show, but we're going to wing this one. I'm going to give you my picks. Ellen's going to give you your picks. We're going to bet live. I tagged a couple of people who are on our sports show. I don't know if they're going to come in, but if we do come in, you can get a sample of how our sports show used to be. It was a highly successful. Is that, let's see, I think I have me online. Let me see here. Okay, let me get me off here. Our sports show was very highly successful about 2 years ago, one of the best rated shows ever. And it's time. We're giving you a sneak preview because we don't have the real crew, and hopefully they'll come in as special guests because we're going to start picking. It's time for football, everybody. Let's do it. Let me tell you what's happening. I'm so excited about this. About 3 years ago, we did this. We had a sports show. It was a great sports show. We had the best people in here. We had Dwight in here. We had Kelly in here. We had Rockin' Robin in here. Robbie in here. We had Mel, who massacred everybody in here. Everybody. G-Man came in. We had the greatest show. People change. People going on with their lives. But guess what? Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football stays the same. We may have a new crew, and hopefully maybe during the show, one of the special guests from that show will come in because tonight, today, starts football. And Ellen and I are going to do our picks just like we did the sports show. You know, a lot of you guys never heard the sports show. It was the greatest show of all. So we're going to do a little thing here. And I didn't get together our sports show, but you're going to get a little insight of what we usually do in our sports show. So welcome to sports, everybody. Man, we had a great crew about 3 years ago. We had so much fun. So what we're going to do is we're going to bet. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the no answer open just in case they want to bet. And this is live. This is live. Here we go, Ellen. Now let me tell you the teams. Before we get to the teams, I'm going to tell you the line. Here we're going to go, okay? This is the NFL week pick one, all right? These are the lines. These are the experts. They're going to tell you who to pick. Listen very carefully because you are going to bet with me. Let's make it a little interesting, Ellen. I don't bet for fun. My time is very valuable. Are you going to put your money where your mouth is? Yes or no? Come on. Yes or no?
Didn't I do it last year?
No, you and I bet off last year. We weren't online.
Oh.
We were not live. This is different.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You know what? I was watching Hard Knocks with Gruden, and it's funny. He does a thing, says, if you whip me, knock. Okay, so I like that. So, Ellen, if you whip me, knock. You know how to knock? Just put your knuckles on a hard surface and knock. Are you with me, Ellen? That's all you have to do. All right. You're with me. All right. Are you ready to bet, Ellen? If you're with me, knock.
Yes, I am.
All right, I want you to listen to the experts. Listen closely because we're going to do this thing. If a special, I send out this invitation to all of our older football warriors, and hopefully they will come in the studio as special guests and do their quick picks. I understand if they're busy because this is the spirit of the moment. Are you with me, Ellen? Knock. Okay, here we go. Listen very carefully. These are picks number one from the experts. Listen and learn.
Eastern kickoff on Thursday night. The Bears are -3, totals 46. Now, we did see a one-point fade of Chicago in the early wagering. We also saw movement upward on the total. The Bears open -4, down to -3. Total open 44.5, up to 46. 54% of the consensus is leaning toward the Packers, 56% shaded toward the under. Right now, Green Bay is +140 on the money line. We have Aaron Rodgers for the Packers, Mitch Trubisky for the Bears. Trubisky completed 67% of his passes last year. He threw 24 touchdown passes. He was 11-3 straight up in 14 regular season starts. Now, Aaron Rodgers, obviously, was
blah, blah, blah. Here we go, Ellen. You got enough information. Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears. All right, now, are you with me? Knock. If you're with me, knock. Okay. Now, here's the story. The Chicago Bears are favored, so it tells me the Chicago Bears are playing at home. I don't know what the weather's like in Chicago. Right now it's about maybe, I would say Chicago, probably 89 degrees, so should have a nice night. No rain or anything like that. We're going to go blind here. Chicago's favored by 3 points. We can go over and under on this. Ellen, are you with me? Knock. Okay. Over and under. Ellen, first of all, wages here. This could be really expensive. We could go all in. Now, here's the two things we can do. We can bet on each thing, but that could be expensive, or we can go all in at 20 at a total price here. Okay? And here's what we're going to do. Since it's only me and you, whoever wins the most of the games win the pot. Okay? Are you with me, Ellen?
Okay.
Ellen, knock if you're with me. If you're with me, knock if you're with me.
Can you hear?
That's part of it. Yeah, okay. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's see how much is in your pocketbook, okay? This is real men's sport. Don't be a pussy. If you're a pussy, get the fuck out of the studio. Are you going to be a real man? Knock if you're a real man.
I'm not a man, okay. But okay.
All right. In football, everybody's a man. Knock if you're a man with tits. Knock if you're a man with tits. All right. I didn't hear your knockers. Knock if you're a man with tits. Knock like you mean it. Thank you. All right. Ellen, I'm going to give you a total because we're going to bet today.
Okay.
How much are you in for the total? Are you in for 10, 15, 20, 25? What are you in for?
25.
25. Knock if you're in for 25. 25. All right. 25 in. Don't forget to get your team up here. Make sure you got your team because I'm not going to carry you. You're responsible for your own team. Here we go. $25. Here's how it works. We're gonna pick the scores of the team. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, be very careful how you pick. Because you're a woman, I have to take it easy on you. Because women don't know shit about sports. So listen
really?
Very carefully. Knock if women don't know shit about sports. Hello. All right. Never mind. All right. So here's how it works. Whoever wins the most amount of the picks that they choose will win the $25, okay? Let's go with Green Bay. Here we go. Time to time, we will refer back to the experts, but we're going to do our pick first. Well, we'll go to the expert first, and I'll maybe help you pick because you're a girl and you don't know much. Knock if a girl doesn't know much. Okay. All right. Here we go. Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears. Okay, Chicago Bears favorite. They're playing play in Chicago. We're going to go over and under. Ellen, do you want to choose the over and under, or do you want to go to point spread? Oh, right now, you know what over and under is, right? Over and under is this. Here, that's the total points. That's the total points of the game. And the over and under on this one, the over and under on this one is 46. The total number of the score, is it going to go over 46 or under 46? That's how the over and under is. If it's going to go over 46, the total of the team, of the add the score up, if it's going to go over 46 or under 46. Or you can go by the point spread, meaning minus 3 or plus 3. You know what that means, right? If you're favored, you're already 3 points behind. But if you're not favored, you got plus 3. So if the score is like 17 to 14 and you got plus 3, you add 3 to it. So now you got 17. So we're going to go over and under to make it easy for you, okay? Over. Knock if you go over and under. Knock over and under. Okay. Your knockers are not really working that well. Let me hear your knockers. Let me hear your knockers. Knock if you got... Okay, there you go. All right. All right, here we go. You heard the little people talk about Green... You heard the professionals talk about Green Bay, and you heard the professionals talk about the Chicago Bears. I have my phone on. I don't know if Tess is listening because of, I'm going to turn on my little thingy. If she's listening, if she wants to get in on this, she can text me and you will hear the bell sound. Here we go. What is your pick, Ellen? Who's your team and what do you pick? Green Bay, Chicago, over and under.
I'm going to go with Green Bay. And I'm going to
go
with
Green. You're going to go over 46. So Ellen goes Green Bay. Okay, Ellen, Green Bay. And you're going to go over 46. Over 46. All right, let's see what that message is. Is that Tess? Whoa, and Tess just jumped in. She is a football warrior, everybody. Tess is in. You know Tess, the football warrior. What she does is she has a book out called The Right Side of Wrong. She's an author, and she's a football warrior. An accomplished author at that. She lives in a nice, affluent town, really expensive town in California. I'm not going to tell you where it is. She's a conservative, and she's in. A girl with guts. I love a girl with guts. Knock, knock if you like girls with guts. Knock. Okay, good, good. All right, Tess says she's picking Green Bay over the Bears by 3. She's going with the point spread. She got balls on that woman. Knock if you like girls with balls. Thank you. All right, Tess, I'll put you down. Tess got Green Bay, and she's going with the points. She's going... 3. Let's see. Let me see. Oh, really? Tess is going with the underdogs plus 3. Oh, nice God. Woo! Okay. Here's what we got here. Plus 3. Where's the plus on my keyboard? I don't got no pluses. Okay, I'm going to go 3. All right.
It should be up at the top, Brian.
Okay. I got it. Tess Green Bay by 3. I am going to go with, I'm going to go to over and under. And I'm going to pick, now Green Bay is going through to Chicago, and they're going home. They just did the cut. I'm going, and their favorite, I'm going Chicago, and both of them are defensive teams. I'm going to go under 46. Under 46, my friends. I'm going Chicago, and I'm going under 46. That's me. Big Bri. Big Bri here playing football. Big Bri.
Brianna from our earlier show.
Hey, no, no, Brianna went to football. Ellen. All right. Here we go. We got to do this faster because it's getting boring. And that's what we got so far. Now, Atlanta Falcons and Minnesota Vikings. You want a little tip, Ellen, since you're a little girl? Let's give a little tip here. Here we go. Let's see what they say about Atlanta Falcons. Listen.
Atlanta Falcons. Season last year. He completed 62% of his passes, 4,442 yards passing and 25 touchdowns. Now, the Bears finished first in the NFC North. They were 12-4 straight up last year. They did lose a wild card game to the Eagles, the old double doinker. game, Cody Parkey, costing the Bears that one. But regardless, the Bears, arguably a better team than Philadelphia in that spot there. They were a great team last year. They successfully covered the number in 9 out of their final 11 games.
Right,
they were 5-1
the
against the spread in their last 6 at home. They're also 7-0 in their
right,
7-0
like
against
him.
The spread.
You're out of here. Get me where's my guys? College pick, give me my guys. College pick, where's my sports guys? Where, here we go. All right, here we go. Okay, I think this is it here. Let's see if we can get my guys. This other guy's a blowhard. All right, Ellen, you got 45 in. Tessa's in. And we'll go faster on this one. I'm telling you right now, do you want to hear the experts before you bet? Let me see if we got
this. I'm so excited, Dan.
Here we go.
Oh, before this, though. All right. Josh, okay, you already told me. Let's not add
attempted
murder. Let's focus on this season. It's the 100th season. Yet not only is it the 100th season for the NFL,
yes,
but it's the 100th season for my Chicago Bears.
That's true.
The Bears!
Hey, that's why y'all are kicking off Thursday Night Football, Josh.
Yes, we are. We are kicking off the season against those Green Bay cheesehead fuckers.
I think it's Packers.
Packers?
Yeah, I think Packers.
It doesn't matter.
We can go with that.
All right.
Oh, my God. Where's my guys?
Picks. If you're brand new, subscribe and turn on those notifications.
Hit that like, share.
As well, if you think you've got what it takes to pick against us throughout the entire season, from weeks 1 all the way to 17, then go join our Pigskin Pick'em League on ESPN. The link is in the description box down below.
Yes.
The group name is the Sports Fury YT 2019.
Let's give it some time.
And if you join it and you do well, from here on out, we are going to shout out on these Pick'em videos the top performers from the previous week.
All right, let's go to ESPN.
And let's not forget, if you are a top 3 performer by the end of the year,
you're going to win some prizes. First place is going to be a jersey of your choice as well as a hat. Second place is going to be a $100.
Right, these guys are getting on my nerves. Let's get to ESPN. Let's get to the real guys. Okay. I forgot my guys. It's been such a long time. Let's get my guys.
Hey, welcome back to Half Moon's Picks. Another year, 2019-2020 season, week 1 in the NFL. And I'm pumped. I have a bunch of pools. They will be down in the description below, all the pools I will belong to, whether it's free pools and they have
food.
Prizes every week. They also have ATS, straight
you
up.
You have to keep
confidence.
Going. You're drunk. Let's get to the picks.
All right, my fourth pick of the week, my upset pick of the week, we got it.
All right, he already picked.
Knowing who I wanted for a while, but ladies.
Is this guy drunk or what? What's wrong with you? I'm betting money.
You know, it's always changing my mind. Last-minute trades by various teams, one thing or another. I'm doing a bunch of stuff differently this year. I'm going to give you my 4 winning picks like I do every year. Same format. 1, 2, 3 in the upset. So I'll record and put my stats up. At the end of the video, I'm going to do a 3-team teaser every week ready for you.
Yeah.
I did really
Go
good
on
both
up.
Last
Come
year.
On.
I'm like, oh, no. Also, we're going to go over every game at the end of the video and what I think what.
That's all we would need to do is pick, get the picks from a drunk guy. Football. All right, let's see what he got.
What the game's going to be like, so let's get this ball rolling.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
My upset pick of the week, we got the Houston Texans traveling to New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints are a 7-point favorite, and the way the New Orleans Saints every year, they just start out slow and work their way into a rhythm style offense. They've been doing it quite a while since Sean Payton started. The only time Atlanta in 2013. But since then, they usually lose their first game. Last year, they played Tampa Bay and lost outright. Start out real slow and then just work their way up really quick and start slaughtering teams. So take Houston plus 7.
Houston plus 7. We're going with New Orleans against Houston. All right, Ellen, here we go. Let's jump down to it. Let me see what's going on here. When do they play, Ellen? Monday night? Here
they
we go.
They play Monday. Yeah, they play on
here
Monday.
We go. Houston, Texas. They're at New Orleans. They're going to be playing in NOLA. Houston's favored by 7. The over and under is 52.5. New Orleans is favored by 7 points. 7 is a lot. What say you, Ellen?
I'm gonna take New Orleans and the over.
You're taking New Orleans and over? 52.5
yes.
points. You know what over is, right? They're gonna add both totals of the score and you're gonna.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, wait. Okay. Wait. No,
really?
I'm gonna take. They're favored by. They're favored by 7, so I'm gonna keep that. So. I'm going to go with the point spread. So.
Well, which one? Oh, you're going to go with the point? Oh, you're going to go with the 7? Ellen? Did you drop on me? Let me see. Ellen! What are you doing? All right. Ellen's going to go with New Orleans. If Tess is listening to me, is she in? All right, because she's talking to people in the studio. That's where Ellen is. All right, on this one, I'm going to have to go with my pick will probably be New Orleans under 52. I'm going to go New Orleans under 52. That's where I'm going. The Warrior footballer, Tess, goes with Houston over New Orleans. Wow. Okay,
nah,
I'm going to go with New
stop.
Orleans. I'm going to go with NOLA. I'm going to go under 50. What is it, 50? Let's see. What is it?
Over
52.
52.5.
I'm going to go under 52. Ellen, what are you going, over?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going over. Oh, shit. Damn, you got some balls on you, girl. Knock if you got some balls
no,
on you, girl.
I just believe in my team.
You're going, Ellen, you're picking the Saints over Houston. You're picking the Saints to win, and you're going over 52. Is that your bet?
Yes, I just believe in my team.
Who cares? I believe in money. All right. We got Tess, who's picking Houston. She's going with Houston. And if she's going, not only she's going to Houston, she's going under. Whoa, Tess. All right. Whoa, got some guts there. Wow. You pull down her panties, you got this big set of balls. That's what you got. Knock if Tess has balls. All right. Now let's see what he picks after this. Let's see. Let's go with this. Let's go back.
My third pick of the week, we got the Buffalo Bills traveling to the New York Jets. The Buffalo Bills are 3-point dogs. It's going to be a running game both sides. 3 points is a score. Should be close. The divisional games. One thing I'm looking at is Frank Gore.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Robbie wants to come in. What's the number, Ellen? 3-1 what? 319-527-5297. The action with New Orleans. Oh, yeah. Don't mess with her with New Orleans. I mean, the
don't
chick,
mess with me
Mandy.
With New Orleans.
Huh?
Don't mess with me with New Orleans either.
I know. She might be coming in. All right. Let's go. We'll catch her up on it. We'll catch her up on it. She's good. She's good at this. All right. Did we get – here we go. He's talking about – wow, that was fast.
Yeah. Hello.
Is this Rockin' Robbie? Is this Rockin' Robbie?
This is. Yes.
Rockin' Robbie.
Hello, Brian.
Hello. Ellen's here.
Hello, Ellen.
Hey.
All right, we got to catch you up really quickly, Rockin' Robin. Here we go. We're going with the Saints. The Saints are playing Monday night, and they're playing Houston. The Saints are favored by 7. The over and under is 52.5.
52.5.
You,
mean Robbie? 5.5? You don't
7
mean 52.5. Oh.
Oh, yeah, they're 52.5. Over and under is 52.5. But if you go by the points, the Saints are favored minus 7. If you're going by the points or minus 7.
Oh, we're going to win by 21. So I definitely got to go with the Saints.
Really? Okay, you're going with the Saints. Are you going to take the minus 7?
I'll take it.
Okay.
And I'll take over.
Yay!
Ooh. Damn!
That's
damn.
What I picked, Robbie. I know our Saints.
Over
52. That's right. And
damn.
I know the Texans, too.
Damn! Who dat? That's Robbie. Who dat? Okay.
That's right. Who
dat? All right, really quickly, because Robbie's busy.
Let me walk over here.
And let's see
let
what
me
else.
Walk over here.
Robbie, we're going to do this. Green Bay tonight. Green Bay against Chicago. Green Bay, Chicago is favored by 3, and it's 3. What and over and under is 46. What does you, Robbie?
Well, I'll go Green Bay under.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Green Bay under. Really? Okay, Robbie.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right, here we go, Robbie. And we're going so you can catch up. We're going to go right down the line because we'll make this faster. Ellen, we're going to go really shoot. Okay, get ready, Tess. Tess is a football warrior. Here we go. Atlanta Falcons, Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings is favored by 3.5 points. They're playing in Minnesota. Over and under is the 48. What say you, Robbie? Minnesota
Vikings
against Atlanta.
Vikings over.
Bird. Over.
The 30 birds
and you're going with who?
Over. But definitely the Vikings. I'll never go for Atlanta. I don't care if they're 20 under. Right, Ellen?
Yep, that's right. Brian said, you might as well put me down for the same thing that Robbie just said. I will never go for the Dirty Birds.
Never.
Oh, damn. Okay, going for the Vikings. And you're going – okay, did you guys go over or under? What did you guys go over?
Over.
Over, okay. I'm going with the Dirty Birds.
Ooh, you like excitement.
I'm going with the Birds.
He wants to argue with
us,
Ellen. That's
go
all.
Over. Yeah, I'm sorry, kids. Minnesota had a great team last year, though. They really did. Okay,
yeah,
let's see what Ken got.
It's sucking already this year. And, Robbie, didn't they lose one of their players? He's out for the season. Was that the Atlanta Falcons that lost the player? Yep.
Yeah, that was the Falcons. And poor old Andrew Luck is gone. I hate that.
Yeah.
He was my main guy.
Oh, was he? Oh,
Robbie,
okay.
Besides Drew, you know, of course.
Robbie, remember when we did the football? The women kicked some fucking ass when we did that football pool, man.
Exactly.
They just wiped them out. Okay, Tess is going with the Falcons. Ooh, she's going with the Dirty Birds.
Okay. Oh, it's against y'all, no problem.
Yep.
She's going with
that's
the Falcons.
Not a problem.
Wait a minute. Falcons over Vikings, and she went 3. Okay. All right. And here we go right here.
She's going for the Falcons. She don't have that much hope in the Falcons.
Mm-mm, none.
Wow. Okay. At 1 o'clock p.m., we've got the Washington Redskins versus the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles are favored by 10. This is a hard one. Washington against the Eagles. The Eagles are favored by 10. The over and under is 45. What say you, Robbie?
I am definitely going to go with Philadelphia Eagles over.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Robbie's going to fly with the Eagles.
I am.
Okay.
See, I'm a Cowboys fan, too, and the Redskins are our rivals like Atlanta Falcons are for Saints, so there's no way I would ever go with the Redskins. I don't care what the stats say.
Okay, Robbie, did you go over and under on the Eagles?
I went over.
You went over? Okay. Ellen?
Yep.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm gonna do the Eagles, but I'm gonna do the 10. They're favored by 10.
Really?
Are you gonna?
Really, that's a gutsy bet. Okay, so you're gonna go with the Eagles, and you're gonna go minus 10? Really, Ellen? You're gonna go that?
Well,
huh?
That's what you said it was. That's what you said.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, it is. That's what it is.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll put it
there
down.
You go.
There we go. Okay, and let's see, we got Tess. Eagles over the Redskins by 7. Wow.
She doesn't get to pick that. What if she gets to pick 7 instead of 10? In that case, I'll pick
wait a minute. Yeah, Tess, hold on. Well, because she's a football player. Let me see. Tess, you have to pick. It's Eagles over the Redskins. On this one, it's 10. So it can go by 7. Do you want to go Eagles over Redskins by 10? I think she'll go by 10. Okay. That's over and 10. The football nut, though. Care for her. All right, here we go. Buffalo Bills, New York Jets. The Jets are favored by 3. And
Buffalo
they're playing
Bills.
In New York, by the way. Over and under is 41.
Where in New York? Buffalo or New York?
They're playing in, they said they're playing in New York Jets. Where's that at? New Jersey, I guess? Is that where they play?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's
I'll
play.
I'll take Buffalo.
Jersey.
Buffalo
Robbie's
under.
Taking, oh, really, Robbie? They're the underdogs. Okay,
yes.
She's taking
I know.
Buffalo. Are you taking the points, Robbie? Are you going over and under or the points?
I'm going under. Do I have? I thought I had to do both.
No, you didn't. You could choose either one. You can choose the points or over
that.
And under.
All right, points.
Yeah, over and under is 41, and the points are plus 3 and minus 3. The points are 3.
Oh yeah, it'll definitely be over, but I'll take it.
Okay, so you're going to take Buffalo, and you're taking the points.
Yep.
Ellen.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take the underdog, too, and it's going to be over.
You're taking Buffalo,
too? Me,
too.
That's what I think.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And you're taking the points, too, huh? Okay.
Oh.
Let's see if I got Tess in here. Do I have her? Yeah, she went by 10. She went Buffalo under. You guys got Buffalo. Damn. Thank you. Buffalo, and she's going.
Okay, but you have been saying, what are you picking, Brian? I don't think you said you're
picking. I'm taking Buffalo over.
You want to tell my mom?
Buffalo over. What I'm taking. All right, we're almost done. San Francisco 49ers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's almost an even. It's an even thing. It's over and under is 50%. So on this one, it's even.
San Francisco, for sure.
You're taking San Francisco? Okay,
yeah.
San Francisco. Robbie, Ellen?
Yeah, I'm gonna take San Francisco, too. Hey, I don't know. I didn't like the way they looked when we played them.
Why? Did they beat you guys?
What?
I'm taking San Francisco, too. I'm going with the points over. All right. And I just got...
Stick.
Okay. Well, Tess is... She's probably working, but she'll come in with that one. All right. We're going to only go two more because we're not going to go to the thing. We're going to go two more. Kansas City
okay.
Chiefs. Against Jacksonville Jaguars, people. Kansas City Chiefs against the Jaguars. The Chiefs are favorite, but they're playing in Jacksonville.
Definitely Chiefs.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm going with the Chiefs.
Chiefs. Yeah, because you have to remember what's going on in Florida right now.
Okay, Chiefs for Robbie. And what? Now, here's what we're going to do. Chiefs for Ellen. That's just weighed in. She's taking... No. Jaguars.
Right. Do we have an over and under or point spread?
On the Chiefs, here's what you have. 51%, 51 and 51 is the over and under. But if you take the points, it's minus 3.
I'll take the point.
Are you going to go over and under on that one?
I thought I could do points or over and under. But to do all,
well, you can take the,
go under.
Oh, you can go Kansas City with minus 3.5 points,
yeah,
if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Or you can go,
yeah,
over and under with 51%. You can have, oh, so choose,
no,
which one.
Points.
Points? So you're going with 3.5. Kansas City's going to win by more than 3.5 points.
Correct.
Saying. Okay. Robbie's taking a point. Three. Ellen?
I'll take the points, too, because, like I said, you have to remember what's going on in Florida right now.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now we're going to do something different. I am taking Chiefs 2. Ellen's taking the Chiefs. I'm thinking Tess is going to take the Chiefs. And I say 3.5 points.
Oh, I thought she said the Jaguars.
No, she would not dare take the Jaguars over the Chiefs. She would not dare. I got to check that. Really? I got to see this. She took the Jaguars under. Wow.
I told you. I told you.
Knock if you think Tess is insane. Knock if you think Tess is insane.
Knock.
Wow. Tess.
She's
been drinking. Oh, Ellen. Wow. She takes the Jags. And she takes the Jags under. Wow.
Huh.
Right, now, here's what we're going to do. We're all going to pick a team, and I'm going to name the teams, and you just decide what you want to bet on. And that's going to be your thing. Here we go, because there's a lot of teams playing. You guys got the Saints. Here's the last one. Here's the rest of the teams playing. Stop me when you want to bet them. Tennessee Titans against Cleveland Browns. Los Angeles Rams against Carolina Panthers. What a game that's going to be. Cincinnati against Seahawks. Anybody, stop me
one.
When you want to bet on it. Indianapolis
Seahawks,
Colts against the
Seahawks.
L.A. Chargers.
Seahawks?
Okay.
Yeah.
You got Seahawks against the Bengals. The Seahawks are favored by 9.5, Robbie. That's a rough bet. Over and under points.
Why is that a rough
40.
Bet?
9.5 points is a lot of points to make up on any team, even though they're the Seahawks.
Not against the Bengals.
You have to win by more than 9.5 points for you to win.
Yeah, win by 10, yeah. Touchdown, field goal, no problem.
Wow! Knock if you think Robbie has some big testicles. Okay.
Right, I'm gonna go with the who did you say that? The,
wait, let me get Robbie's bet here. She's going with the Seahawks. Okay. She's going with Seahawks and she's going with plus she take the points, by the way. Gutsy. Okay, Ellen, go. I haven't finished with the team, but go ahead.
Who did you say? The Rams and who?
The Rams against the Carolina Panthers.
I'm gonna go with Carolina.
Really? You know the Rams went to the Super Bowl last year. Okay.
Yeah, well,
so,
I don't care. And I'm
so,
pissed off at
the you know
fans.
Why they went to the Super Bowl? Because we got screwed.
No, because
screwed,
they cheated.
They
cheated.
They did not cheat. You guys
no, they
did.
Didn't cheat. The referees cheated.
Oh, come on.
They cheated.
No, they did not. Look, there was a lot of calls in that game, and they let a lot of those Saints calls go, and the call that they didn't let go was the last one. Ellie, you're choosing the Rams. I mean, you're choosing the Rams, right?
No, I'm choosing Carolina.
Really? Wow, the Panthers.
I thought that what this whole conversation was about.
Okay. She's choosing Panthers. Over and under, Ellen.
Okay, what is it? What are the points?
Well, yeah.
Oh, really? Robbie. Wow. Robbie's healthy now. Well, it's minus 2 points. The points are two. Over and under is 49. What are you going to take? The Panthers are at home. And remember who's quarterbacking for the Panthers. Are you going to go against him? Really?
No,
really?
She's not going against
gonna,
the Panthers.
Oh,
she's
right
going
with
the Panthers.
But you guys,
yeah,
you're going to go with the Super Bowl, the contender of the Super Bowl? Really? You're going to go against him? All right.
Being a contender.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to the Panthers, and you're taking points.
I bet they don't even make it to the middle part. What's it called?
I'm going to take that.
I'm going to take that bet.
I think I will take that bet. Let me see. I only got the Panthers. Robbie got the Seahawks for points. And I think I'm going to take
yeah.
– I'm going to go with the Raiders. I'm going to wait for the Raiders. I'm going to go with the Raiders. They look good. I was watching them on Hard Knocks on HBO. They look freaking good. But here's the team, Tess. You're taking the Rams, Tess? Tess is taking the Rams. Wow. Okay.
Eating little asses. Eating little asses.
The Rams. Hey. Nothing wrong with a little ramen. Been a long time for you. All right, here's what we got. We got Robbie with the Seahawks, Ellen with the Panthers, Tess got the Rams, and she took the Rams, and I guess she's taking the points with the Rams. I am taking the Raiders. I'm taking the Raiders for my pick, and the Raiders are playing. Oakland Raiders are 1 point, and they are playing the Denver Broncos. That should be a laydown. I'm going to take the Raiders. I'm going to go over 43. I think that score up. I'm going to take the Raiders. All right, here's how it works. Here's how it works in the Raiders and the points. Here's how it works. Ellen and I have a little bet, which is a total of $25. Whoever team, whoever wins the most, or, you know, of her picks. Now, you guys, Robbie and Tess, I know Tess is in a lot of pools at the office. Here's how we work. I got late starting our football pool. Robbie, I have a problem because I didn't get enough people. There's only me and you, Mel, and Ellen. I needed two more people, and I couldn't get them for a football pool. And I don't know, maybe we...
I could have got two more.
Really?
You're talking about four...
fantasy football.
Fantasy football?
Right.
Yeah, I can probably get James, the commissioner, to go in.
Oh, that was
probably...
fun. I like the commish. I missed the commish. She was funny. But
yeah.
What is it, Robbie? Because did we set the fee too high? Was $20 too
what
high?
What did you set it at? No, it's not
20?
Too high.
$20?
No, that's
okay.
Not too high.
If we could get Mel to commit tonight and the commish. Oh, I love the commish. And he was pretty good, too.
He's
and we can get the commish. We got her. And I can set up the football thing. Tess, if you $20, Tess, to join us, let me know. Just say yay or nay. No pressure.
All right,
but,
I'll talk to the commish.
Okay, if you can talk to him tonight, I will set it up.
Okay.
Me, Ellen, Mel, commish, that's five. That's $100 right there. If we win, that's $100. Why not?
All right.
I'll wait for your call. Robbie,
okay.
Rockin' Robbie. Let me tell you, Rockin' Robbie, here's
yes.
where we left off. Rockin' Robbie went against her dear little sister. I've never seen such savagery in all my life. These girls are tight. They're beautiful sisters. And Mel came in as a wrecking ball. Beautiful Dr. Mel, soft voice. All of a sudden, when the Saints are involved, she turns into merciless Mel. She took on the men, ripped their testicles right from their body. I've never seen anything.
Yep.
So we get to the last part, and the ladies took out the men, really just took them out one by one. It was like a savage beating. I was in last place, of course. My name was Precious. Don't hate.
That was
we get
problem.
To the last part. We get to the last part. And who was standing? Robbie was standing with Mel. And who else was standing with her? Cindy. Cindy was in their way. Oh, my God. And I never heard such trash talking in all my life. These women were trashing talking. Oh. And I never heard Mel use the F word so many times last season. I mean, two seasons ago. My God. It was a bloody battle, my friends. Just a bloody battle. And then when Belle was there and she could have took it, did Robbie let her take it? No. What Robbie did is run her over by with a steamroller and ran over her sister going, I'm taking it, Mel. And she went in front of Mel and Belle goes, Robbie. And then I think Robbie gave her the middle finger.
How could
quite
you
sure
do
there was
that?
An emoji somewhere. And it was blood.
She said, how could you do that to your little sister?
Exactly. Oh, my God, the carnage. I started weeping.
Yep.
And then there they were. The Warriors were standing. Then I think Robbie kind of fell out a little bit, and then it was Mel. Mel inched a little bit. And there they were, the two Warrior ladies, Cindy and Mel. Cindy and Mel. Who's going to win? Oh, my baby's here. But Mel has nice books coming out. And I like her, too. I don't know what to do.
Well,
right to the
Cindy
last
won.
Game, Cindy pulled something out of her hat, and she jumped up and going, oh, yeah, and won the whole thing. It was
yeah,
really...
she did. I was proud of her.
Oh, my God. This is when she was a smoker. She used to come out of the room smoking, and she used to tell me, I got to destroy the sisters. I go, baby, it's just a game. I want to destroy the sisters. No, baby. They're good people. I want to take them apart and rip their heads off. Okay, I'm out of here. It was terrific.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to commission.
This will be fun, too. So I'll try to get commish and several others.
Yeah, if you can get commish, we'll have some other people coming in. Thank you, Rockin' Robbie. Thank you for coming
You're
in.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I got to go.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, that's our football picks, and we'll wait till tomorrow, or actually tonight, to see who's winning. Right now, we got a bet right now. I think let's go over it tonight. Tonight, Ellen has chosen. Tess has went Green Bay. She went Green Bay by 3. Ellen went Green Bay over 46. I went Chicago under 46. And as we do our show this week, and tomorrow we'll find out, because they play tonight, tomorrow we'll find out who's the winner and who's going towards the end of the season. And hopefully Kamish will join, and then this is what we usually do on Sunday. We go over our picks, the losers, and we trash talk them and throw things at them. And then we give people hope that they may travel on to the future. If not, there's no mercy game. This is not for pussies. We don't curve our language. The F word is a formidable word when we do this. So if you don't like the F word, you're not fucking football. The F word is not football, everybody. It's fuck. Because you will eventually say it throughout the season. You will eventually say it. So if you're a girl, I don't say, I guarantee by mid-season, that will be your word. Fuck.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Are you having football withdrawals? You can't wait for your game to start tonight?
I got a hard on for football and it's ready to play. That's right.
Yeah, well, you know what? I still have a couple days until my team comes on.
No, you got tonight. If you're out tonight, you don't want to be out tonight. You don't want to be in the losing end. You know what I mean? As
mm-hmm.
we say goodbye, let's remember the football losers before us, and we pour a little drink for the homies who have lost before us. And we say goodbye with this theme, because we're ready to go. Football is a blood sport, ladies and gentlemen. Women are invading our sports, and they're kicking some fucking ass. Men are becoming pussies. Women are becoming warriors. There's no room for crying in this game. If you don't have the money, go home, honey. We don't want you to. And you know, when we find out when we do this, is that most of the men are whining and the women go, shut up, you bitch. Bet. That's really weird. No, seriously. Quit your whining. That's how it is. We're going to leave you with this. And tonight, everybody, the game's tonight, and we'll leave you with this. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Here we go. Tess, good job. Good job, Tess. Put me in, coach. That's right. Ellen?
Yes?
Knock if you like football. Knock if you like testing football.
I did.
No, knock if you like testing football. She's a new one. She's a newbie. Knock if you're ready to play. Knock if you're ready to play. Ellen.
Ow.
That's right. Those knuckles and those fingers are going to get tough and they're going to get raw this season, baby. Tough it up, kiddo. Knock if you want to have sex with Tess. That's a baby. All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
See you tomorrow. Bye. Footnote, but baseball, we can't leave it. Those damn Angels, man. Those damn Angels. Those Angels. Anaheim Angels. My Dodgers are 18
mm-hmm.
ahead. They need to win 4 games to be in the world, to be in the playoffs. I don't know. Now, Tess is an Angel fan. She loves the Angels. I don't know if you like baseball. Do you guys have a baseball team at all? Ellen?
We used to have a minor league one. They were called the Baby Cakes, but they lost
right.
to New Orleans. So we don't have a
okay.
baseball team.
All right. I want to find out where the Angels are because Tess is a fan of the Angels. Let me see where the Angels stand in the rankings so we can laugh at them. Let me see. Anaheim Angels. Yeah, let's see, Anaheim. I don't know. I mean, because I know they're in the division with the Yankees, and the Yankees are just killing it. The Yankees are just freaking killing it. I think she's in that division. Not quite sure. Because if she's still listening, let me see what's going on. Let me see. Ellen, extend the time for just a little bit because I just want to see where the Angels are. Okay, I got it. I got it, baby. I got it. Okay, let me see. Let me see. Did I extend it? Okay.
Yeah,
here we go. Well, the Angels, they play today. The Angels are playing today. They're 65-75. Ooh, that hurts. That hurts. They won 65 games, lost 75. Ooh, stings like
ooh.
A bee. They sting like a bee. Mmm. They float like a rock. And they're playing the Oakland Athletics, who are 80-58. Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ouch.
I'm doing much better.
Then there, it gets even worse. The Angels are playing the White Sox tomorrow. Oh, my God. Just commit suicide, team. What are you doing? Stop it.
They're
playing the White Sox.
Take their bats and go home.
Take their bats and go. I think Jess will have something to say about that. Take your bats and go home, you pussies. Wow. Wow. Well, here's a little bit of...
Oakland Athletics aren't doing much better. They need to take their bats and go home, too.
Well, here's the you're right. Well, 12 hours ago, here's the latest on the Angels. It was short but sweet for Angels pitcher Patrick Sandoval. I think it's Sandoval. Is it Sandoval?
Sandoval.
I think it's Sandoval.
Sandoval.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. And defeat against the A's. What's going on with Patrick? Coming off the best start of his young career, left-handed Patrick Sandoval was approached sometime in the last week by Angels officials and told that his remaining opportunities in the Angels rotation may not be long ones. The 22-year-old from Mission Viejo had never pitched far into the summer or into September. He understood their reasoning. So when the manager, Brad, Amos, strolled to the mound at Oakland Coliseum on Wednesday night, with the Angels trailing the Oakland A's by one run with one out in the fourth inning, Sandoval did not pout. He watched calmly from the dugout, satisfied with the work he had done. He had been able to accomplish under the pitch limit. The 10 breaking balls he threw were effective, receiving 4 called strikes and drawing 1 swinging strike. His mid-80s changeup played well and limited the damage. Well, he's gone. Here's a 90 with an abbreviated outing of 52 pitches. Defensive was all Sandoval could point to after the Angel 4-0 loss. Oh, a fallen angel. The last fallen angel I remember was Michael. I didn't know his name was Patrick.
Wow.
So, if you had a bet on this, and you're not betting because you don't know baseball, if you had a bet, the Angels are playing today.
I would go with the White Sox.
Wow.
I'm sorry. They have no hope. Wow. They need to take their bats and go home.
Wow. Wow, Alan. The Los Angeles Angels are playing the Oakland Athletics today at 12:37.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? If I had to choose, the Athletics
right.
are doing a little bit better than the
right.
Angels. So.
Right.
I would choose.
They're at Oakland. You know what I'm going to do? I will go. They took Patrick off the mound. I would have to go with the A's. I'm sorry. I have to go with the A's, and that's today.
Yeah.
Bonus round. Do you want to bet on this? Bonus round. $5.
Sure.
Bucks. $5.
Sure.
Bucks.
Okay. Let's bet on
LA,
it.
The Los Angeles Angels, or the Oakland A's?
I'm going with the Oakland A's.
Oh, my God. Tess just chose Oakland.
She went against her team? Oh, my God.
She went against her team. Knock if Tess is a traitor.
No, she knows that there's no hope for them. They need to take their bats and go home.
No, you stay with your team no matter what. You know, Cindy does the same thing. If her team was leaving at halftime, she turns off the TV and she goes out. I go, no, you're going to pick up your players from the battlefield. Your bloody players, you're going to stick with them, and you pick them up from the bloody battlefield, and you take them home. You don't leave them out there on the field to die while I'm going. Tess went with Oakland. Now, Ellen, knock if Tess just threw her team under the bus.
She did.
Oh, she did. You know, Tess is the kind of girl.
She threw them under the bus, Brian, but she rolled that bus back over them.
She rolled, And not only did she ride, get that bus and backed it up on him, she had the nerve to honk the horn to let everybody know that she's running them over. Look at that.
Yep.
My God, I didn't think I was going to see that.
I know, really.
She says, the Los Angeles Angels really suck this year. Oh, wow. Wow. You know what it reminds me of? Like, Tessa's a nice girl saying, you know, me and Tessa in the jungle is like, I'm with you. I'm with you, dear. I go, okay, follow me. Whatever you do, I'm with you. I support you. And then I hear a tiger. Rrr. Tess go, well, gotta go. Tess. And she takes the only boat. Not only does she take runs, she takes the only boat to get me off the island. I'll call for help. Love ya. Tess. I'm betting on the tiger. I'm betting on the tigers this year. Tess. Tess says the L.A. Angels threw themselves under the bus. So all three of us would probably go with the Oakland Athletics if we were going to bet. I got a feeling that's a safe bet. All right, everybody. You know how at the end.
What?
I
were betting.
Huh?
I thought we were. Well, it wouldn't be much of a bet if we're all going
with
the same team.
$5. $5 between me and you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now,
well, I mean,
there is one.
Still a bet? Is it still a bet since we're both going for the Athletics?
Huh? Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be much of a bet if we bet it on the same team, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm saying it's not a bet if we all have the same team.
All right. That, it's just that we all agree that the Angels suck. Now, there is one special listener that I have to play this song, and you know what it is. I don't know what the standings are, the Cubs. Tess is a sports person. I don't know where the Cubs stand. Cubs standing. Do they have a chance this year? Let me see. Because Cubs standing. Let me see. Because they're playing against the Brewers. And I know she's listening. The Cubs are actually they're in second place in their league. Not bad.
Wow.
Actually, they're only two behind the Cardinals, which is leading their league, an American league.
Hmm.
And that's not bad at all. She has a chance. All right, I have to play this for her because, you know, Calissimo, she's a Cub fan. And she says, Brian, you're my good luck charm because of what happened 2 years ago, and I brought them to the World Series. That is true. I brought the Cubbies to the World Series. It wasn't for me. They would have lost. But I have to play this, and then we'll go. Get ready. Because we're going to play this and sing this. Ready, Ellen? This is for Calissimo. Come on. Let's go, Ellen.
Baseball season's on the way. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day.
This is for you, Calissimo.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win today.
Calissimo, you're gonna win.
Thank you.
goes out to Jalisco.
They play today, I think. The Cubs do play today. Let me see who they're playing. Do the Cubs play today? I don't know if they're playing today. I don't know. Chicago. Who are they playing? Do they play the Braves? I got to go to Fox. Just a minute. Fox Sports. There we go. Let's see what we got here. She's a really sports fan, Ellen. I mean, she's like you are with the Saints and Robbie with the Saints. She is like with the Cubs. And she is like with Tess with the Angels, you know.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Let me see. Major League Baseball. All right, let's see. Well, I can do it faster here. Let me see here. I can do it faster. Baseball. Let's see if they're playing today. Let's see here. All right. Who's playing today? It's Pittsburgh. They do play. They play at 7:10 p.m. The Cubs are against Milwaukee. Oh, against Milwaukee. Woo! Uh-oh. Mm-mm. The points are even, 1.5, so you can't go with that. The over and under is, if I was going to bet on baseball, the over and under is very low. It's only 4.5. That's going to, I would go. And they're playing in Milwaukee. Oh no, it's over and under is 9. Who would you go with, the Cubs or Milwaukee? Oh, man. That's going to be a tough one. I would have to go with Milwaukee. Hate to say it. Okay.
Wow. Hey. You're going to
I would,
Cubs.
I know. Oh, she would kill me. They play today. All right, let me go razz her on Facebook because give her my support and give her a tissue. Let me see. Hold on, and then okay, we're gonna end the show. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Tomorrow we're gonna be cooking. We're gonna be cooking what, Ellen? With Chef So and So.
We're gonna be making Chef So and So. We're gonna be making rum cake and cupcakes with Chef Cherie.
She's gonna kill me. Okay.
Yeah, she's gonna kill you, Chef So and So. Really?
No, she loves you. Chef Cherise Kateri Cox. I'm still trying to tell her to make the cock sauce. How come she won't make the cock sauce?
I don't know. I have no idea why she won't make the cock sauce.
I don't know. Wouldn't you want some cock sauce on your meat?
Oh, my God. Maybe that's why she won't make the cock sauce, because look what you just said.
What? A1 sauce, steak sauce. It's her own Chef Kateri Cox, C-O-X. How come she won't make the cock sauce?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't? Would you buy some, do you like cock sauce? Have you ever tasted cock sauce, Ellen?
No.
Really? If the chef came out with cock sauce, would you buy her cock sauce?
Sure. Yeah, I would.
You know, maybe I should get the recipe to her sauce and I'll come up with the hammer cock sauce.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Why not? It's a delicious treat. You can put it on your meat.
A treat for your meat.
All right, we're out of here. We're out of here on cock sauce. We got no more material left. All right, everybody, we'll see you tomorrow, and we're cooking with Chef Cherise Kateri Cox, and we're cooking rum cake tomorrow. I am making rum
and get drunk.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hey, Ellen, you think people will buy Hammer's? You think people will buy Hammer's rum balls? You think people buy my balls? I can have my cock sauce with Hammer balls. You know, it's a Christmas treat. Chocolate. You know what I mean? You could do this and you could make it dirty, right? Because dirty is like, you know how they have a drink, you know, a dirty drink that they put a little bit of alcohol and they call it dirty? I can call it more chocolatey. I can call it chocolate, which is dirty. So I can go Hammer's Dirty Chocolate Balls. A Christmas treat. You think people will buy Hammer's Dirty Chocolate Balls? They have that in England.
Oh, God.
So let's get my menu of Hammer cock sauce and his dirty chocolate balls. I think, and we can wrap it up and people will buy it in the store.
Yeah, okay, we could try that.
Okay. Like you wouldn't buy my cock sauce. Would you taste my dirty naughty? Would you taste my Hammer dirty dirty balls?
On your dirty balls. Mm-hmm.
Would you taste my dirty balls? I think it'd be great. You have chocolate, and then you have the balls, and you might have fudge in it, and maybe some coconut, because as you get older, it's an older Hammer, because you got the white on it. Coconut.
Can you put some fireball?
Fireball. Hammer's dirty fireball. Hammer fireballs and Hammer dirty balls. You know, the ball menu may be good. Hammer fireballs.
No, we could call them great balls and hammer balls. Great balls.
That's true.
Great balls of fire.
Oh. You know, I would think we get a model like Tess, because Tess is very good looking, and get a model like you or something, and we can have a model just eat my balls, and we can put it up on the things like, Hammer's dirty balls taste so good. Yummy for Christmas. Yummy for my tummy. We'll work on that promotion. Okay. All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow with Chef Cherie Kateri.